A bipartisan group of U.S. senators, including West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito, have introduced two bills this week aimed at regulating a group of toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Brittany Patterson reports the chemicals used to make nonstick products and flame retardants have been found in many water systems in the Ohio Valley.
The PFAS group of chemicals, which include PFOA, or C8, have been detected in at least 10 water systems in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Exposure has been linked to a number of health effects. The EPA has pledged to address the chemicals, but many lawmakers want more action. Capito and Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York introduced a bill that would mandate the EPA to set a legal limit for PFAS chemicals in drinking water within 2 years. In an interview, Capito said efforts to address PFAS contamination need to be more transparent and move more quickly.
EPA has said that they're moving in this direction, but nothing moves an agency quicker or faster than a bill or than a legislation that says you have to do this by date certain.
Another bill would improve the availability of information about the use and release of toxic fluorinated chemicals by adding many to a federal chemical database. A hearing in the Senate on these and related bills is set for next week. It follows a hearing this week in the House. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.